Russian President Vladimir Putin gave his forces a ceasefire order in Ukraine in observance of the Orthodox Christmas holiday, which is celebrated today. NPR's Tim Mack is in Dnipro, Ukraine, as residents look for solace beyond the promised pause in the war.
On Christmas Eve, Tamila Rihorieva invited us to the Children's Arts Center where she worked. In this predominantly Russian-speaking city, she insisted on speaking Ukrainian. And in that language, she waxed poetic about the local Christmas traditions.
Every region has different traditions, but the main tradition in the whole of Ukraine is to serve 12 vegetarian and fish dishes for Christmas.
Dishes like kutya, a grain dish with sweet gravy, and vareniki, boiled dumplings, along with an assortment of other dishes like cabbage and mushrooms.
And on the tables, they put straw and wheat, and garlic is put on the corners.
A typical bundle of wheat, called a bduduk to symbolize abundance, and garlic to ward off evil. Tamila says she is celebrating Christmas twice this year, once with the West, and once in line with old traditions.
Personally, I don't mind, because we as Ukrainians like to gather in joy or in sorrow with our families. I speak from the bottom of my heart, because nothing will help you more in life than unity and the support of your family.
And as we left, she insisted that we attend the Christmas fair for children that she was leading the next day. Christmas Day began as a sunny day, yet bitterly cold, with lows down to 12 degrees Fahrenheit. As Tamila led the children in games and songs, we came across a tent with local beekeeper Olena Mikhailyuk, a joyful, smiling woman selling cookies and honey wine. Even in the cold, she seemed upbeat.
If you intrude on Ukrainians, it's the same as if you intrude on a beehive. They will sting so badly that you will never forget it.
American and Italian bees, she said, are so tame you could walk naked past them without any worries.
Don't go naked around Ukrainians, because you will have troubles.
But the jokes and the jolly atmosphere evaporated in a moment when I talked about whether this Christmas differed from years past. Her face dropped.
We used to dance and sing a lot. And now we can't dance and sing as much. It is sad, because a lot of friends, families, people, boys from our village have been killed.
Almost as if on cue, as she was reflecting, the air raid alarm started to sound, indicating a possible bombardment by Russian forces.
Is that the air siren that's gone off there?
Sirena.
Так, сирена.
She wasn't afraid, she said. They're used to that by now. Still, the children stopped dancing and the music was put to a halt. For the honeymaker, Christmas in Ukraine this year was bittersweet. Tim Mack, NPR News, Dnipro.